What a good way to start out the morning. This is John Thrasher, and you're listening to Morning Devotions for the next 30 minutes. I love the words of this old hymn, written by Robert Robinson, who was born way back in 1758. But the prayer that this old hymn expresses is one that our heart needs to pray every day. Come, thou fount of every blessing, tune my heart to sing thy grace. Streams of mercy never ceasing call for songs of loudest praise. Teach me some melodious sonnet sung by flaming tongues above. Praise the mount, I'm fixed upon it, mount of God's unchanging love. Here I raise mine Ebenezer, hither by thy help I'm come, and I hope by thy good pleasure safely to arrive at home. Jesus sought me when a stranger, wandering from the fold of God. He to rescue me from danger interposed his precious blood. Oh, to grace how great a debtor daily I'm constrained to be. Let that grace now like a fetter bind my wandering heart to thee. Prone to wander, Lord, I feel it, prone to leave the God I love. Here's my heart. Oh, take and seal it for thy courts above. I love especially that third stanza. Oh, to grace, how great a debtor. And he prays that that grace of God, like a fetter, would bind his wandering heart to the Lord. And that's my prayer too today, for myself and for you, that God's grace, would bind our hearts to the heart of God. Help us to walk with Him, to say no to the world, the flesh, and the devil, and to say yes to God, yes to life, yes to liberty, yes to fullness, yes to joy, yes to peace. Because when the Lord comes in, He brings those streams of mercy never ceasing. Sometimes when we sing the old hymns, we certainly have to know something about the Bible stories and the scriptures to understand what the author is endeavoring to write and the message that he is giving to us. For instance, in the second stanza, Robinson wrote, "Here I raise my Ebenezer, hither by thy help I'm come, and I hope by thy good pleasure safely to arrive at home." What did he mean by, "Here I raise my Ebenezer"? Well, I'm sure many of you know the answer to that, because it's taken right out of the Bible in the story of Samuel in 1 Samuel chapter 7, in a conflict with the Philistines, and God gave them victory over the Philistines. And the scripture says, "And as Samuel was offering up the burnt offering, the Philistines drew near to battle against Israel. But the Lord thundered with a great thunder on that day upon the Philistines and routed them. And they were smitten before Israel. And the men of Israel went out of Mizpah and pursued the Philistines and smote them until they came unto Beth-car. Then Samuel took a stone and set it between Mizpah and Shen and called the name of it Ebenezer, saying, Hitherto hath the Lord helped us." And that word Ebenezer in the Hebrew means stone of help. So when the author of this great hymn says, "Here I raise my Ebenezer, hitherto by faith I'm come," it simply means that all along the way of our Christian journey, we are always and forever raising that stone of help, that memorial of praise to God, that Ebenezer that says, "Lord, I came to a crisis in my life. There was no way around, no way under, no way over it. But with my God have I run through a troop, and by my God have I leaped over a wall. Here's my Ebenezer, my stone of help, a monument, a memorial unto the Lord to give testimony." That's why we have testimony services at churches. People are raising their Ebenezer, their memorials to God. "I came face to face with an impossibility. It was so dark and so bleak and so hopeless and helpless, and I cried to the Lord, and he inclined his ear unto my voice, and he brought me out of the straight and narrow and put my feet in a large open place. So here I raise mine Ebenezer, my stone of help, a memorial to the Lord. God is so good to us. He is so gracious. And you know, we need to dwell more on the positive than the negative, and to think of all the blessings that God has given us and what he has done for us. And one of the ways that you can help your day tremendously is not to think so much of what the difficulty that's happening to you right now, but all the crises down through the years where God has brought you safely through. Remember the past. Remember the days of yesteryears. How that when you came against it, God helped you. Surely he did. You're still here. You have survived. You didn't go under. And to give thanks to the Lord and raise that memorial. Say, "Thank you, God. Thank you for helping me. And now, Lord, as I face the future, and in this day, change my heart, change my attitude, change my thoughts, that they be pleasing in your sight. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Search me, O God, and know my thoughts. Try me and know my heart. See if there be any wicked way in me. Lead me in the way everlasting. Change my heart, O God. Change my attitude. If there's bitterness in my heart, if there's anger or jealousy or anything that's impure or out of the way, anything that's contrary to the Spirit of Jesus, His Spirit of love, His Spirit of purity, because I know that grace, God's grace, always has an upward pull, not a downward, but He picks us up from where we are and lifts us closer to His heart. So, Lord, today we pray that Your grace, Your heavenly divine grace, will have an upward pull in our hearts. Change our attitudes. Change our hearts. In Jesus' name we ask it, and for Your praise and for Your glory, we look to You today, Lord, as we face this brand new day. Change my heart, O God.
Change my heart, O God.
Press sorely, just ask God for grace. He'll give it and help thee keep sweet. Let sunshine and gladness illumine thy face. 'Twill help someone else to keep sweet. Do troubles oppress thee? Let God be thy stay. 'Tis easy to sigh, but it's better to pray. Thy sunshine will come in His own blessed way by so trustingly try to keep sweet. I don't think there's anything better anybody could say to you today than that. Keep sweet. And when I'm talking to you and I say you, I am including me in all of these statements. Life is not a Sunday afternoon picnic or a walk in the park. Life has its struggles and difficulties. But we cannot give in to it. I said, we cannot give in to it because the Bible tells us we can't. Give no place to the devil. If you allow yourself, you can grow up and grow older, becoming bitter, cold, callous, mean. Because a lot of things happen to us, but when you think of some raw deal that has come your way or how someone has really injured you, and you know it's not an enemy that hurt you the most, it's a friend. that hurt you the most. Even the psalmist said, if it had been an enemy who had turned against me, I could have borne it. But it was you, my familiar friend. You turned against me. We walked to the temple on the holy day together. We had sweet fellowship together. It was you who turned against me. And that's what really hurts. When you're betrayed, when you're injured, when you're hurt by friends. But you know, Jesus did all this for us. He was our example. He went before on our behalf. And he was betrayed by a friend. Judas was one of his 12 apostles, one of the 12 that he had chosen. And it was Judas who found him in the Garden of Gethsemane, and in order to identify him to the Roman soldiers, he came to Jesus and kissed him. And Jesus said, "Friend, why have you come here? Friend." So when your friend betrays you, think of what happened to Jesus. And then, as he was there on the cross of Calvary, and they were doing all those mean, awful things to our Savior, you know what he said? "Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing." Yes, it would be easy to grow bitter in life. There are a lot of unfair things, a lot of disappointments, a lot of hurts, a lot of injuries. But don't do it. Pray that God will help you to keep sweet. Haven't you seen people grow older bitterly? I mean, they're mad at the world. They have a chip on their shoulder. And all of us have to watch that. Because it's easy to get a chip on your shoulder and feel that you had just been mistreated or hurt. Pray with all your heart, "Oh God, keep me sweet." And how is it done? Well, I can give you a good scripture verse. And you've heard me quote this many, many times. And the reason I do it is because it's the secret of keeping sweet. And not just giving in to the devil and becoming sour. And that's Isaiah 40, verse 31, the last verse of the 40th chapter of Isaiah. "But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint." And that's the secret of keeping sweet. In the midst of a lot of hurtful things, is when you wait upon the Lord and you draw near to the heart of God and allow His Spirit and His presence and His love to fill you through and through. It will flush out all the hurt, all the bitterness, all the meanness. And when Jesus becomes Lord of all, He makes the difference in our hearts and lives, doesn't He? When Jesus becomes Lord of all, He takes the meanness out and the bitterness, and He brings His sweetness, His forbearance, His forgiveness, His love. I think I just want to pray for you right now, wherever you are. And as I pray for you, would you pray for me? Heavenly Father, every one of us need you. We all have feet of clay. All of us are so imperfect. We need you, God. Lord Jesus, you told us long ago, without me, you can do nothing. Unless the branch abides in the vine, you can't bear any fruit. We know that. And we know it's only as we sit at your feet, as we wait upon the Lord, that we're going to renew our strength. And only as we draw from your presence and your spirit and your love, only then are we going to be able to be sweet in this world and not aggravated and frustrated and mean and impatient and unkind and sour. So, Lord, change our hearts, change our attitudes. Change our spirit and make it sweet. Forgive us our sins, our shortcomings, all the impurities, all the imperfections, all the shortcomings, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But Lord, we want to rise on higher ground. We don't want to be content with just dwelling on the lower plane of living defeated Christian lives all the time. We want to live in victory, get out of the shadows and walk in the sunshine. But we can't do it in ourselves. But through Jesus Christ we can. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I pray for my friends wherever they are and wherever they're listening to this broadcast as we're sharing together in morning devotions. Touch their heart, O God, in a very real sense. I know there's a lot of phony in this world, a lot of counterfeit, but Lord, you are real, and our hearts want you. Not just church per se, and not just the book, the Bible per se, but we want the living word. We want the anointed word. We want the light of the world, who is Jesus. Oh God, open the eyes of those who are so blind, who think they're going in the right direction, but they're drinking from broken cisterns. Help them to come to know the fountain of living waters. We ask it in Jesus' name. What a joy it is to share these moments of morning devotions with you. Day by day and with each passing moment, I can find the Lord's strength. I can find his help. And it's just like gathering manna every fresh day. You can't just get a great big supply that'll last you forever. You have to go out every day, day by day. Just like today, gather fresh manna. Let's do it. Day by day.
Trusting in my Father's wise bestowment, I've no cause for worry or for fear. He whose heart is kind beyond all measure gives unto each day what he deems best. Loving me is part of pain and
every tribulation, so to trust your promises, O Lord, that I lose not faith's sweet consolation. Offer me within your holy word.
Help me, Lord, when toil and trouble meet. To take this from our Father's hand, one by one, the days, the moments fleeting, till I reach the promised land, till I reach the promised land.
Doesn't the scripture say, as thy days, so shall thy strength be? Praise God for that. I can expect it today. And then when tomorrow comes, I can expect the Lord's strength for every day of my life. And so can you, as we put our trust in the Lord. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Well, I've enjoyed being with you today for the past half hour. This is John Thrasher. In moments like these, let's just praise the Lord and worship Him and love Him. Have a good day. God bless you.
I see now the love song to Jesus in moments.